Back on Downtown, time to talk a little hockey as we head down to Boston and connect with the voice of the Maine Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. Exciting weekend here for Black Bear hockey.
Boy, it is. I mean, it's kind of early in the season for this level of intensity, but we'll take it. Number two and number five going head-to-head.
Yeah, Boston College currently second-ranked in the nation, Maine number five. And for a kind of a historical look at the last time a matchup like this has happened between Maine and BC, you have to go back to 2004. This is the first top five matchup between the Black Bears and Eagles since April 8, 2004. Maine was number one. They beat BC number four in the NCAA semifinals, a 2-1 game. So it's been a while since these two teams are both top five. And, of course, that was back in 2004, a big win for Maine that year in the NCAA tournament. So this doesn't happen every day. This is pretty cool.
Well, I'll say, and Black Bears playing great hockey, 6-0-1, coming off a pretty impressive performance against Merrimack last weekend.
Yeah, Black Bears putting up 11 goals against Merrimack at home. The Warriors unable to score, a couple of shutouts, which is pretty rare. It's been about 20 years since back-to-back shutouts at home for Maine. Also, Albin Boya looked sharp. When he was tested, he looked really good. And then Maine able to get in one of their other goalies for the last 7 minutes of Saturday with the game in hand. Patrick Burgens got in there, and he got a chance to play about 7 minutes of hockey. So it was a good amount of time, not a minute and a half. So a good chunk of time for him in net, too, to get a little feel of the alpha on dice. So overall, just a tremendous weekend against Merrimack.
Absolutely. And Black Bears, again, we've talked about it with you before, but getting production from a lot of sources and not as much production as they hoped for from a couple of other sources.
At the start of the season, you think Lyndon Breen and Josh Sandeau, both players who put up a lot of points last year. Breen has 43 goals in his career. He's a 100-point scorer at Maine. He's got 104 points right now. Josh Sandeau, 18 goals last year. And they each have one goal so far this year, and they got them last weekend. So Breen got a goal. Sandeau scored a nice goal. Maybe that will give them some confidence that they lacked it. I doubt they did. They're both high-skill players who come to play every night. But still, Rich, when that zero is hanging on your score sheet, it probably starts to get into your head a little bit. So each player scoring a goal against Merrimack, which is good. Maybe that will open the floodgates this weekend because they're going to need offense from everyone against this Boston College Eagles team.
Yeah, Eagles possess one of the best goalies in the country.
They do. They do. Mr. Fowler, Jacob Fowler, a Montreal draft pick, third round 2003, 69th player taken overall. He's 6'2", 225 pounds, sophomore. He's just in his second season here, but feels like he plays with kind of a senior, experience level because he's so good. 45 games played for Boston College. He's won 37 of them. He comes in right now with a 1.34 goals against average and .943 save percentage. So it's going to be interesting to see how the goalies do this weekend. Fowler, a tremendous goaltender for Boston College, one of the best in the nation.
What do you see as a couple of keys for the Black Bears to come out of here with some big Hockey East points?
Maine's going to need to get that balance scoring that you mentioned that they've gotten from multiple lines. Lyndon Breen, Charlie Russell, Owen Fowler have been a good combo together. That Taylor McCarr, Nolan Renwick, Ross Mitten line has been really sharp. Those three guys have 10 goals right now. They're going to need a big weekend. Harrison Scott leads the nation in points per game. He's teamed up with Thomas Friel, who leads the country in power play goals. Josh Nadeau, again, super skilled player. So Friel, Scott, Nadeau, another line. And that Maine's fourth line has been pesky, too, with Oscar Komarov, a freshman in from Finland. Sully Scholey has a goal, got one last weekend, but he's all over the ice. So I think they're going to need all four lines to make every second they're on the ice matter this weekend.
And for people to make sure they're on the right page here, the games are tonight and then Sunday.
Yeah, a Friday-Sunday series here. They'll play tonight at 7 and Sunday 1 o'clock. They're taking tomorrow off. No Saturday hockey game. It's a big football game here in Chestnut Hill. Boston College hosting Syracuse. So that takes all the attention and all the resources here for the folks at BC. So Saturday off, a Sunday game too.
Now, it seems to me like we quite often will have a football game followed by a home hockey game. Do they need some help down there at BC?
they might have to come up and shadow the great folks at the University of Maine in the athletic department. I know we had one of those this year. It is, it's a lot for the staff, but they decided down here to move the game to Friday, Sunday, and we'll make it work, Rich. We're adaptable. We're ready to go. I think in my favor, man, gives the Black Bears, a night off on the road in a hotel. You're limited to what you can do in the hotel, so they'll stay out of trouble, hopefully, knock on wood, BC. Those players will be here at home, around campus, going to the football game. It could be good for Maine, an extra night's sleep on the road. Good way to sneak two wins out of here.
Absolutely. It seems eerily quiet there in Boston right now, Johnny. The calm before the storm?
Could be. They're all set up. Normally when you and I chat pregame, we've got the music cranking, the Zambonis are fired up, but everything is ready to go here. It's nice and calm. It's a nice setup here. We have a good view above the ice here at Conte Forum. I like calling games here. It's a good atmosphere. Both these games are sellouts, too, so we're going to have two packed crowds. So this is top five hockey matchup in the country. Big games this weekend. The eyes of college hockey will be here at Chestnut Hill this weekend as the Black Bears and Eagles face off. It's going to be a real big test for Maine to see what they have, what this Black Bear team looks like.
Yeah, you better believe it. John Shields, voice of the Black Bears. John, we thank you. As always, have a great call tonight. Drive safely coming home, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Thanks, Rich. It's going to be a good one, and we'll talk to you before football tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it. That's John Shields talking Black Bear hockey here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.